Hi, and welcome back to Small Way Podcast with Jeremiah. Today we reach episode number 314. If you're new to this podcast, hi, my name is Jeremiah. Here on this podcast, we tend to motivate you to become the best person you can be. And if you're one of the originals on the podcast, hey, I missed you guys. As of yesterday, we had one of our episodes reach 2,000 streams global. So look out for that episode later on. On today's guest, we actually have someone special. We have a best-selling author from Wall Street Journal and USA Today. He's also a keynote speaker and one of the greatest financial consultants in the U.S. Well, scratch that, the world. You can find his book, Legendary, in all bookstores where it's fine, whether it's Kindle, ebook, or even Barnes Nobles. Thank you so much for coming on to the podcast, Mr. Tommy Breedlove.
Jeremiah Smart, maybe the greatest name in the history of mankind. What a great, great name. People don't, I'm going to tell you, you know, this is going to be heard later, but Jeremiah's interviewed me. It's 6 a.m. where he's at, and he is tuckered up and looks world-class and badass in a suit, man. So I don't know what time you woke up to look this good, brother, but I am all in. Let's lean in. Let's motivate. Let's inspire. Let's do it, man.
Thank you so much. It's literally, I got up at like maybe 4 and some change, and I'm like, wow, okay.
Goodness. You and I are going to be friends for life, man.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, 100%. All right, Mr. Tommy. I have a couple questions for you. So first off, I'm going to get this out of the way. Both of us know Ms. Lindsay. She set up the meeting. Thank you so much, Ms. Lindsay, for having us two motivational people together. I had that written down. I had to make sure we had to shout her out.
Lindsay is elite, by the way.
I believe you. Now, what would be one of your favorite things about your book, Legendary?
What I love about the book Legendary is it's something I aspire to live up to. And let me tell you why. And I'll tell you what my favorite part is. What I love about Legendary. Well, let me tell you why I picked the word legendary. What I love about the word legendary is it's given to us by society. It's given to us by our peers. It's given to us by our colleagues, our community, our family. And we can either be a horrible legend or a good legend. And I believe every human being on this earth can build and live a legendary life. And they have to define what that looks like to them. And for me, it's an aspirational book for me to look in the mirror every day and saying, are you being the man, husband, leader of this book, or are you not? So it's a benchmark for me. But let me tell you the journey it takes. So my favorite part of the book is the entire book. The reason it's become a Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestseller is because it's fun, but it's actionable. It's actionable. You can actually implement it in your life. You know, it's success and happiness and fulfillment. It's not out there. I challenge people to look in the mirror and know that's both the problem and the solution. And it takes a journey of how do we live a more purposeful life? How do we grow toward financial independence and be financially secure? How do we build a world-class network? How do we conquer our time so our time's not in charge of us? And then it takes a turn. And in the middle of the book, it talks about cutting out the noise and how we're constantly inundated with poison in our eyes and ears. And how do we really surround ourselves with the most positive, abundant, growth-minded things and people we can? How do we master our emotions? How do we become how do we get this voice inside our head? How do we conquer our mindset as well? But finally, most importantly, is how do we build intimate relationships and loving relationship with our family, our friends, and the people that matter and live the good life? So I love the journey that Legendary Life takes. It's a great book with great stories, but really it's simple, it's actionable, and you can implement it whatever phase of your life. Do you want more intimacy in your life? Do you want better relationship, more friendships? Do you want a world-class network? Do you want more money? Do you want more time, more purpose? Or do you want to be proactive and not reactive in your life? Pick the place that you want to go and go there and execute on the simple actions that it has. So that's my favorite part of the book, is the entire book. And here's what I'm going to tell everybody. If you're not a reader, don't worry. If my Southern accent doesn't bother you, I will read it to you on Audible. That's my favorite part of the book, man, is the whole book. It's aspirational for me. I wake up every day and literally do some vision work, some meditation, some reading, quiet time, some journaling. Because I want to be mentally, emotionally, and spiritually fit, not just financially fit, successfully fit, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. So I do my work every day so that I'm self-confident, humble, kind, a net giver, et cetera. And so what I love about the book is it's a constant reminder of this is the man, human, leader, and person you were born to be. And by the way, I believe everybody can and will be legendary. The whole key to this life is when you, on your last day, if you have made the people you've touched in this world a little bit better than when you arrived, and if you, on your last day, you have a heart full of gratitude and no regrets, brothers and sisters, you have lived, built and lived a legendary life if that's your last breath.
That's true. I feel you on that. I understand. Now, you have 20 years of corporate career. Tell me, yep. What would be one of your joys? Because I know corporate, it gets a lot. But what is one of your joys from your corporate career that you're saying, I'm glad I made that decision?
Yeah, so I'll tell you the biggest joy I had. I was in large financial consulting, public accounting, mergers and acquisitions, some of the bigger firms around for about 20 plus years. I come from very, very humble beginnings. I grew up on the south side of line, a good hardworking blue collar, middle to lower middle class area, and also grew up in and around a lot of violence. So I overcame a lot of things to make it to the top of the financial world. But at 36, I had the corner office, the fancy cufflinks, the fancy car. On the outside, you would have like, hey man, this guy's got it all going on. This is what success looked like. But on the inside, I was still insecure. I was wearing all these masks as a leader. So tough guy, important guy, life of the party guy, couldn't ask for help guy. And on the inside, I felt alone, scared, insecure, and worried. And I'm a big dude, man. I'm like a 6'3", and I had the suit on, man. You would think this guy's got it going on. But on the inside, I was still the scared little boy that grew up in that neighborhood. So at 36 years old, I decided to transform my life. I decided to look in the mirror and know that's the problem, the solution, and not live with arrogance, but live with humility. And I made me my full-time job at 36. And what do I mean by that? Hiring coaches, getting mentors, joining masterminds, therapists, reading everything I can get my hands on, and really wanting to be mentally, emotionally, and spiritually strong. And I did it. And I still do it to this day. So for 12 years, every day I get up, I practice to be a little bit better than I was yesterday. But let me tell you what happened as a result of me working on me in the financial world. In 3 years, I went from junior partner to senior partner to international practice leader to an owner of the firm and elected to the board of directors at 39. Most of the board of directors was in their 60s. I doubled my income, my network 10x'd, and I went from being one of the most despised people at the firm to one of the most beloved. But more importantly, I felt a sense of peace. I felt courageous. I felt confident. I felt humble. I became a net giver and not a net taker. I became more quiet than loud. My marriage went from life support to as strong as it's ever been. But that fulfillment, that confidence, that courage, that peace of mind that I had in my heart led to all of that success. And here's the cool part, man. And so here I am at the top of the world at 39 years old. But my network, think entrepreneurs, corporate executives, bankers, M&A, private equity, they started reaching out to me. And I thought they wanted to do some business because I was a business guy doing transactions. All right, let's do some business together. What they really wanted to do is they wanted to have a coffee or go for a walk or grab a glass of wine and go, hey man, how did you do that? You have made a 180 degree turn in your life. You're a completely different human being than you were 2 years ago, 3 years ago. How did you do it? And that from there, and they were like, man, you should write a book. You need to write a book. And I don't like the word should, but in this particular situation, I heard them. You should write a book. You should tell your story. You should motivate people more. And so we wrote the book Legendary. It became a Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestseller. And now at the top of the game, I sold my equity, resigned my board seat, and walked away at the top of my career to go build in the Legendary Life movement. And now we help men and women not only be successful in business, not only be successful in success, not only be successful in money, but we want them to be world-class and badass in life. We want them to be world-class and badass in mindset and in their relationships in all phases. So we run retreats, experiences, we have a community, we run masterminds to help people be elite from A to Z in all phases of their life, to stand tall And we believe four things in this movement. So I walked away at the top of the game, man. We believe four things: is you can't build and live a legendary life alone. You have to have a tribe. You have to have a community of people. And we want to be the community that you choose. Number two is we want you to prioritize yourself first. Lead yourself first. Love yourself first. Respect yourself first. Because if you lead yourself first, you can lead others. If you love yourself first, you can love others. If you respect yourself first, you respect others. Number three, we want you to, when you look in the mirror, to see an ally and not an enemy. We want you to see strength, courage, confidence, and beauty, and not good enough. I'm not there yet. I'm not successful enough, tall enough, pretty enough, whatever. Because we believe in our hearts that we can all be pros, not only in business and money and success, but pros in our relationship, pros in our family, pros in our friendship, and most importantly, pros with ourselves, mindset, communication. And so that's my story, brother.
I love it. I love it so much. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make it a little bit fun, if that's okay.
Yeah, man, make it fun. I'm intense. So I'm 9 in the morning. I'm ready to fired up, ready to go, man. I got a full day ahead of me. Let's have some fun.
All right. If you can have dinner with anyone, who would it be?
Oh, dinner with Abraham Lincoln. Does it have to be alive?
Either one.
Abraham Lincoln. What he did for this country, what he did for society, what he did for culture, what he did for in the storm and the death all around him for just a higher, better cause, and wanting to keep people united, and the decisions he had to make, and the humor and the intelligence. And, you know, no one ever thought he was going to be successful. And he's probably the most successful and most world changing president that we've ever had. So it'd be Abe Lincoln.
Okay. A lot of people say Michael Jackson. You'd be surprised.
Michael Jackson, you want to have dinner with him?
Not me.
I just want to go to one of his concerts. I don't know about hanging out with him. Prince, I could see having dinner with Prince. I don't know about Michael. Like, I just want to see Michael in concert, man. I want to see him do his craft.
I feel you 100%.
Brent, I'm all in for dinner. Maybe Post Malone, but I don't know if he'd be sober. Love you, Post. Your music rocks.
Awesome. So tell me, how can a person build financial freedom? Whether some people, whether they look on YouTube or some Google Docs, they try to say real estate is the best financial freedom. Some people may say that a straight savings account is a great financial freedom. What, in your opinion, as a business advisor, would be the best financial freedom, which it will be able to not only have your money, but as well as increase it?
Yeah, you got to first of all define what success on the money side looks like for you. And, you know, the statement, more money, more problems, is as wise as it gets, because on the pursuit of more and when and money, it becomes very, very complex. And so here's the first thing I would say to you is money is a tool. It is just a tool, and it can be earned. Anyone can earn it. And if you believe money is out there and money is for them, or I'm not good enough to make money, or I'll never have enough, or I can't afford this, that's called a scarcity, limited, and fear-based mindset. So the first thing I would tell people is you've got to do you, but first of all, you've got to unwire all those false beliefs about money. Money is a tool, money is a mindset, and money are actions and knowledge. That's all it is. That's all it is. Unless you were born rich, and I was not, I was born anything but rich. I'm excluding the people who were born with money. That's not my audience. It's not who I want to hang with. I'm talking about self-made people. That's what I am. And that's most of the people I associate with. I have a lot of friends. If anybody's listening, of my buddies who grew up with money, I love you. I promise I love you. But for those folks who want to build it, who don't have it, you first have to start with your mindset. So Legendary has a lot of tools in it about how to rewire yourself from fear to abundance, to have that money mindset, to believe you can make the most amount of money, and to go out and take action. Number two is you have to get the knowledge. It's not easy. There's nothing in life that's easy. All these successful people that you look at, we just talked about Michael Jackson. No one sees how hard he worked, how many reps he did, how many he was in the studio practicing vocal, dancing, working on his craft, working on his business, promoting himself. nothing in life comes easy. So any entertainer or athlete or business person or the people that you look around, they worked their butt off to get there, and they all started with nothing. So they built and built and built and did the reps and did the reps and did the reps. But I would tell everybody listening to this podcast, if money is elusive to you, gain knowledge. Have a basic understanding of finance. Have a basic understanding of debt. Have a basic understanding of real estate. The people who talk over you on all these business shows or newspapers or news, they want you to feel less than. They want you to not understand what they're talking about. So first is the mindset. Number two is get basic skills. There's some great books out there. Legendary being one, Total Money Makeover being one. Tony Robbins has a bunch of good books on money. So go out there and listen and read books that will make you wiser, smarter, and believe, hey, I can go do this. As far as the actual tools to go make money, I got to be careful how I say here because people can take me literally. There's no right or wrong. Depending on your risk tolerance, that's where you got to define success for you. Like, what would make you feel safe? If you feel safe and you start saving, whether it's investment, savings, alternative investments, real estate, entrepreneurship, but the best investment you can ever make is in yourself. I'm talking about your knowledge, your heart muscles, your mind muscles, your soul muscles, and your body muscles. Invest in yourself. Join a mastermind, get a coach, surround yourself with ambitious, driven people. You don't have to be successful. You just got to want to be successful, but you have to take action. So the actions are as follows. Get a money mindset, Legendary, Total Money Makeover, Millionaire Mindset. There's a billion books out there. Start rewiring yourself because anything that was taught to you or wired into you, you can be untaught and unwired. Number two, get basic tools. There's basic tools in Legendary. There's a whole 30-page chapter that I will read to you on finance, building wealth, financial independence, and truly starting to understand money. Number three is you've got to take action somewhere in your life. Is it to start saving? Is it start paying off debt? Is it start making investments? But it starts with mindset. Number two is knowledge. And number three is taking action based on your risk tolerance of what you would like to do. I love real estate. I got to be careful. I own a hotel that's less than half a mile from here. I love dirt. I love real estate. I love cash flowing assets, but also I invest in myself first. That's how I got successful. I came from nothing and I invested in my knowledge. I invested in my mental health, my emotional health, my spiritual health. I surrounded myself people with abundant, loving people. I didn't surround myself with negative Nellies who are judging, who are poor. If you hang out with five poor people, you're going to be poor. They don't have to be rich yet. They just have to want to be, right? They have to want to be successful. But more importantly, they have to want to be successful and they have to have an abundance mindset. They're not judging. They're not blaming the president. They're not victims. They're not entitled. They're not apathetic. Hang around with people who want to be successful, like Jeremiah Smart. I can tell by the way he's dressed and he's doing this podcast. This man wants to be successful. Hang out with him, man. Hang out with him on his podcast. That's a man who's going somewhere. And so first, you got to surround yourself with people. But again, rewire your mindset, get the knowledge and skills, do the work, take action. And by the way, money takes time. It takes patience. It takes actions. It goes up and down. It's okay. But you have to have knowledge, skills, and mindset and surround yourself with people in whatever avenue you choose, career, entrepreneurship, real estate, investments, alternative investments. I don't touch any of the Bitcoin stuff. I don't invest in anything I don't understand. I'm not telling you not to do it. I just don't understand it. And until I understand it, then I might go that way. But I can't tell you the exact tool to use, but they're all good and they all have their pluses and minuses and they all have their risks. So I'll leave it at that. Sound like a political answer, right?
I love it. All right. I'm going to go ahead and touch your heart for this one. Have you lived out your dreams? Have you lived out your aspirations? And if you have, how do you feel now? If you look back at your little guy self to now, what would you tell your little guy self?
Never give up, because my little guy self came from violence and abuse, big time violence and abuse. And unfortunately, when I was 18, I committed a violent crime, and I was going to be the first person ever in my family to go to college. I literally was going to be the first person ever to go to college. And unfortunately, I became what I hated. I became that violence and abuse. And I was looking at 7 years in prison at 18 years old. Luckily, it was dropped down to misdemeanors, but I was sentenced to 2 years and spent my 19th birthday in jail. And I went from jail to a nuclear waste factory to community college to the University of Georgia to Deloitte in 4 years afterwards because I was so motivated. So I would tell that young self that to never give up. I would tell my young self that he's not alone. I would tell my young self that if he just takes action every single day and surrounds himself, you can get out of whatever your situation is. You've got to believe that you can get out of it. You've got to take action. You got to not give up, and you've got to not give in to all the negativity around you. Just become the person that you want to be. And I did. So right now I can honestly say, and I'm not being arrogant at all, I'm saying this with humble. If I passed away today, I would have a heart full of gratitude and no regrets. I mean that. However, I'm not done, man. I have lives that I'm responsible for. We have 11 people on our team. I have lives I want to transform, young men, young women, seasoned women, older men, older women. My dream is transforming 1 million men and women's lives, not only to help them be successful in business and money, but to help them be successful in life and relationships and mindset. And so I'm not done yet. And I get up every day excited. And plus, man, we're leveraged to the hilt, both in human and assets. And we want to continue to build and grow, protect the people that are on this team, protect our movement, grow the movement, inspire people. So I'm not done yet, but every day I wake up with a heart of gratitude. I get to do this. I made the courageous choice to walk away from my corporate career and build something great. There's ups and downs. I'm stressed as hell a lot of the time. We're pushing. We're addicted to excellence, our entire team. But we want to practice what we preach. We want to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. So yes, I would be a-okay with, I don't want to leaving this life, because I would leave it with a heart full of gratitude. And every day I get to say to God, thank you. Thank you. I don't know why, you know, I've earned this. I wasn't given this. I earned this, but thank you. So that I'll leave it at that.
Respect, much respect. Also, you went to University of Georgia. Thank you.
Go Dogs.
Thank you for beating down. Yeah, I was born in Louisiana, so I'm LSU territory. So.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. One of my best friends is a Bayou.
Awesome. I also read that you hike. So tell me what made you want to hike? Because I personally hiked in Maine and other states, and I think I'm retired. I'm gonna hang that hiking stuff up.
Yeah, hiking's not for everybody. I grew up in and around cities, and I've been around big cities my whole life. I'm a city boy. And now the older I get, I crave silence and peace, and I want to be close to nature. I literally lived in and around the city of Atlanta, downtown for 20 years, suburbs for 20 years. And I've just moved to the North Georgia mountains to be closer to hiking, to be closer to nature. I'm going to say a little spiritual stuff here, because I feel closer to God. When I'm in nature, I feel close to God. And when I go out there and see the mountains and the birds or the streams, and there's also the physical component to it, the challenging component to it of hiking in mountains, whether they're big or small. To me, it gets me closer to all that is. It gets me clarity. It gets me thinking. I call it my holy place. And so for me, and even better, sometimes I do it alone for miles at a time, like big miles. And sometimes I do it with friends, and it allows us not to have distractions of the ridiculous phone or the media or the TV, the stuff that we're addicted to. Mm-hmm. It allows me to just be with them, be fully present with God, but also look around, smell the flowers, and just see the glory all around us. And, you know, our social media news focuses on the 0.1% that is so damn negative. But if we really, really look around us, 99% of everything around us is full of goodness, love, and beauty. We just got to look up and look at it. That's what hiking does for me, man.
I actually second you on that. Actually, when I was driving up the coast of California, I was able to witness God's beauty and everything, whether it was the mountains, the clouds, and it's something about doing it and just seeing things from a third eye perspective, you know, how rivers flow. And it's amazing. The world is beautiful.
Beautiful. And California is spectacular, because you get ocean, you get mountains, you get farmland, you get it all out there. So it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And whether it's a desert, whether it's a, You know, also what I love is I call fire, you know, looking at a fire, like in a fireplace or in a fire pit. I call that God's TV. But there's something beautiful about looking up from your phone. I mean, it's so interesting watching people watch sunsets, and I'm guilty as charged too, but not near as much. And they're wanting to take pictures of the sunset. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you just take the camera down and just look at it with your own eyes and put it in your heart and mind?
You're right. It's like that. Like where I live at in LA, it's a lot of like famous people come by. I never ask for pictures. I just, hi, I'm Jeremiah. It's nice to meet you. Cool. And I just take a picture in my head and heart because I just, at the end of the day, want to, everyone goes up to them, oh, pictures and film this. No, I just want to meet
you. It's ridiculous.
It's bad. It's bad. I just want to meet you and say, hey, I'm your friend. If you need me, this is where I am. If not, hey, no problem. But
I love that. I love that. And by the way, famous people are just humans. I'm gonna remind everybody, they snot, they poop, they snore, and they will die.
True.
They're just humans. They're just humans. And by the way, they probably want peace of mind and be left alone as well. Imagine people taking pictures of you and scrutinizing you and judging everything you do and criticizing you. Which is great because if you're not getting criticized, you're not doing anything, but you know, leave them alone. They're just human beings trying to live a human existence. And the reason you're so fascinated with them is because they've inspired you in some way. Follow them, leave them alone, follow what they do, but leave them alone.
Yeah. Sometimes they need a break.
No, they all need it. We all need a break, brother. They need a break bigger than us. Awesome. I got a couple of clients that are super famous, and I wouldn't wish fame on anyone, because we're all human and we all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We all say things we regret. We all do things we wish we had, some big, some small, but we're all just humans. We're all flawed. We're all perfectly imperfect. And at the end of the day, we're all going to die. So lighten up, let them live. You go live your life, and don't live your life through them. You go take action, look in the mirror, take action on your life, become them. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox.
No, you can't. You're right. So anything that you would like to promote, anything you would like to push? I think we touched on every single thing, my friend.
Yeah, the first thing I want to tell people is whatever you're going through in life, you're not alone. So many of us think that we're alone. We're not. If you're feeling it, thinking it, or experiencing, so is a million other people. Just know you're not alone. The most courageous thing you can do is take action in your life and or ask for help. So if you're asking me to promote something, read or listen to the book Legendary, but don't just read it and listen to it. After you go through it once, go back and take action. It's at all your local bookstores. It's an electronic format. It's on Audible, or you can listen to it anywhere you want to listen to it, but listen to it and take action on your life. The first thing I want to do is tell people they're not alone. But you must participate in your own rescue. There's no magic pill. No one owes you anything. No one's coming to save you. And there's no politician in the world that really gives a damn about you. You've got to look in the mirror and know you are the problem and the solution. You've got to participate in your own rescue, take action, ask for help, read Legendary, listen to Legendary, and then reach out to us at Tommy@TommyBreedLove.com. And hopefully you'll take the job. Hopefully we'll be the family that you choose to do life and business with. Join our community, come to a retreat, join a mastermind, join us at our experiences. But first get a flavor of who we are first, and who we are is in the book Legendary. So that's all I got to say to your beautiful, beautiful, beautiful human audience.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you. And until we see each other again, my friend. This is Jeremiah, part of Small Way Podcast. To the next episode, peace.